You can't have Thanksgiving in the snow.
No. Can't be happy when it's cold outside.
No.
Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of Super Good Question.
And another edition of What Did You Google Last Week?
What did you Google last week? Do, 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 do,
do. Awesome.
What did you Google?
Yep. Okay. Good one. Good stinger. That's what that's called.
Yeah. Shorter jingles. Stingers.
So what did you Google last week?
The most recent thing on my Google history is Yngwie Malmsteen.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw Yngwie on the weekend, but I was too far from... Yeah, I was too far from the stage to see what he looked like these days, and I hadn't seen him for a while, so I was Googling to see a picture of his face.
Was this while you were at the show?
No, it was after.
That's awesome. How was it?
Man, he is such a dick. I've heard stories of what a dick he is, but I saw it in real life and can confirm now for sure.
Explain what happened.
So the event that I saw was called Generation Axe, and there was
we'll say who he is first. For
Yngwie Malmsteen, if you're uninitiated, is this insane guitar player from the 80s who basically invented a whole genre of shredding. I think it's called neoclassical. But anyways, he's this insane classically trained and influenced guitar player. But he was only one of five virtuoso guitar players that were part of the show. It was called Generation Axe. It included Steve Vai, Zakk Wylde,
what?
Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt, and Tosin Abosi, I think his name is. He's the lead player from Animals as Leaders. But yeah, they were all cool. They did collabs and stuff, and we're talking to the audience and stuff. And Yngwie was one of the last people to come out. Didn't talk to the audience at all. You could see him yelling at his guitar tech the whole time. He was throwing guitars at him, at his guitar tech. At the end of the show, he caught his guitar tech off guard when he underhand pitched him his Stratocaster, and it hit him in the stomach and knocked him back. It was ridiculous.
Wow. What a dick.
Yeah. And he fucked up a bunch. Everybody played a pretty clean show except Yngwie, who fucked up all over the place. And
well, that's because his guitar tech sucks, apparently.
No, he's just a ridiculous, shitty dude.
Wow, that's cool though. Do you want to know what I Googled?
Yes.
When is Thanksgiving in the USA?
When did you Google that?
Last week. It was on the weekend.
Yeah, it was just now.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, maybe you're not Canadian. We don't know where our listeners are from. Thanksgiving in the U.S. is at a different time than it is here in snowy Canada.
And we never know quite when it is, us Canadians.
And I don't understand. I don't like the U.S. Thanksgiving.
No, it's basically Christmas. It's pre-Christmas turkey.
Yeah, why? It's way too close.
You're having two turkeys in a month, bro.
Yeah. Ours is early October or whatever. I don't know the exact
terms. sensible date before it's freezing and snowy.
But in first year of college, second year, but I got turkey dumped. Do you know that term?
Of course.
That's where your significant other goes away to school. And they last until Thanksgiving before they dump you.
Yep. You reunite when you come home for Thanksgiving to see your families.
Yeah.
You see each other and break up.
Yeah. So I got turkey dumped, and I didn't realize it, but a Canadian turkey dump is way worse than an American turkey dump.
Why is that?
Because it's so much sooner, September, October.
Oh.
Is the timeline. It's 6 weeks.
Yeah. If you get Canadian turkey dumped, she cheated on you the first weekend away.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she's just been feeling bad for like a month.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Time for another morbid question.
Okay. It's not a Halloween episode, but I'll take it.
No. I'm just a morbid dude. If you could be buried with anything, what would you take to your grave? Physical objects, not secrets.
Yeah. That's very tough. I assume that you... I'm going to let you go first.
Wait, first of all, are you going to have your body destroyed? Are you going to be buried in a coffin to even have things buried with you?
Well, we can say that I will for the question once I think of something to be buried with. Okay. But I, in real life, I don't know. Honestly, I could care less what happens to my body after I die. Like, you know, maybe I'll do the whole medical.
Yeah, like you said, you said in another episode that you would just, like Louis's idea, you just let people do whatever they want into your dead body.
Yeah.
To like get their yayas out.
Yeah. I really don't care. I have no, I don't care if I like am treated well once I'm no longer conscious.
Fair enough. So you don't really have the need, you don't think you'll have a need for objects in the afterlife?
No, I mean maybe, but I assume it, like, if there's an afterlife, I can conjure those objects anyway.
Fair enough.
I like the idea of reincarnation more, but I don't think any of it's real. And I still haven't thought of something to take into my coffin. So, but I assume you are asking this question because you've at least thought of it.
Yeah, I want to be buried with most of my things.
Like in a shipping container?
Yeah, I want to have basically a full-on tomb.
Yeah.
Where there's like chests, treasure chests of my worldly possessions, stuff on like little shrines, like little stuff's on pillars where like a little beam of light comes through and illuminates the whatever once a year.
That's pretty wicked, actually. I like that idea because when someone stumbles upon it, they're stumbling upon all the things that you thought were cool.
Exactly.
And so it's like a time capsule of your stuff.
Yeah. Why else did I bother accumulating all this stuff during life if I can't?
You just wanted to show off.
People won't know that I had it. Yeah.
So what if it was just one thing, though? So that's how I interpreted the question, and it's the reason I still haven't settled on anything.
If it was just one thing, it'd be a sweet sword or knife.
Do you have this yet?
I'm not sure. No. I'd go out and seek the right burial weapon if I knew that was the option I had.
So on your bucket list is find extravagant weapon to be buried with?
Yes.
Does it have to be old, or can it be new?
I guess I'd prefer it to be maybe old, but it doesn't have to be. If Hitori Hanzo came back to life and crafted me a sword, it'd be brand new. I'd settle for that.
That's a pretty sweet idea. I think I might have thought of something. Maybe like a piece of music, like a vinyl or just like, but then it becomes difficult because it's like, what album do you pick?
That sounds like a good way to make yourself involved in a haunting. Then what happens if like your dead spout or your your widow plays that song? You have to appear
right
as an apparition now.
Yeah. I do like that idea, though. Something artistic or, something that the person who finds it can play or enjoy. I can't think of any physical object that I would like more than that, anyway, right now.
What about like a music box that it's like self-powered, or it's like
wind up?
I guess wind up's the old school version of self-powered. I was thinking like a nuclear core that lasts 2 million years, but it could just be a spring and a wind up.
A lot more practical to go the wind up route. Also, like, those already exist, wind up music boxes.
Yeah.
But no, I would want it to be higher fidelity. Like, I would want the person to hear, but then I'd feel so basic with whatever song I picked.
Well, make one of those like super elaborate, like, what's that machine called? The marble machine that plays the song when the guy cranks the wheel. It's like a giant Rube Goldberg.
I don't know what it's called though. I know what you're talking about. We're going to have to figure it out
and build one. Emotional support for this episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Seasonal Affective Disorder. You sad, bro?
Yeah.
Fantasy round. What animal would be the cutest if shrunk down to the size of a cat?
Wow, I love this question. I'm going to call that a super good question.
Super good question! Yo!
All the stingers today. I have to cut these out and
oh my god, I have to tell
you a soundboard.
No, first of all, I have to tell you real quick before you answer.
Okay.
I played Dungeons and Dragons for the first time on the weekend.
What?
And the dungeon master had the Ableton launch pad.
Yeah.
All queued up with like game sounds.
That's
like
amazing.
Fight sounds. I've never wanted a soundboard more or getting one of those, first of all. Let me know.
For your stingers or for fight sounds?
All of the above.
Are you just
I need sound effects in my life.
Are you just going to carry it around?
If I can, I'll figure out a way to back mount it.
Yeah.
And have like speakers on my head.
I don't know why you chose head, but I love the image.
Anyways, the question.
Animal. Small animal.
Which animal would be cutest if shrunk to the size of a cat?
Yeah, your question made me think of the House Hippo ads.
Oh, man. I was going to say hippo when you cut to me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we're on the same page.
Well, I don't know if that's my animal because I love this question and I think there's so many that you could pick.
Have you seen the baby hippo at the Toronto Zoo?
Not in person. I've seen the ads for it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? In person?
We went to see it this year, but it was napping. I'm not convinced it even is there.
I don't understand though. Like you couldn't.
No, they keep it like somewhere else when it naps.
Like, why
can't it naps in private?
Why can't you watch it sleep?
I don't know. It's the cutest part.
Exactly. Wow. I think it's because the question was phrased like cat size. But I was thinking of all the big cats. Like, what if you had a little lion?
Yeah, that'd be awesome too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would be as dangerous as a house cat.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more. But
yeah. We basically have those. They're just cats.
No, I know, but I'm thinking like the dimensions, you know, like
the super muscular shoulders and the mane, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be house cat dimensions. It would be like lion. But small.
Yeah.
So it'd be very muscly. It'd be like a strong dog.
Yeah.
But tiny and a lion.
And giant teeth.
Yeah. What other I'm trying to think of another animal.
What about a giraffe?
How could it?
The body would still be cat. It would have to be bigger than a cat, like taller.
Say, how can it be cat sized? Like, how do you get it? Which way do you shrink it?
Yeah. I'll just say the body shrinks to a cat's body size, and then the legs are still proportionately long.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So, how tall would it be then?
I don't know. Probably like 4 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
but I don't think that giraffes act that cute.
No, they're super like docile.
Like it would be cute in that it was small, but it would just act like a stupid giraffe.
It would just be trying to reach trees that it had no business even trying to reach.
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't think you could teach a giraffe tricks. There's probably like a giraffe expert listening that's like, no, man, giraffes are great.
Actually the most tameable.
Yeah.
Remember when we saw the giraffes at the Toronto Zoo and they're just contained by like a ring of rough stones?
That's what I mean.
They don't bother to put up a fence. They're just like, they don't like walking on that shit. So they pretty much don't ever.
They're not even smart enough to take a running jump at that ring of stones.
No.
So I feel like having a giraffe, I'm assuming that I'm keeping this animal as a pet. And it would be really cool to have for like a week, but maybe less. And then I'd be sick of the giraffe.
Yeah, it's definitely an indoor giraffe.
Yeah.
All these are indoor options.
What about like a bear?
A bear would be awesome. Basically basically a dog. Like a small dog.
Yeah. Feel like it could still hurt you a lot more than a dog though.
I don't know if it would still be a lot stronger at that size.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like it would. And have you seen a bear's claws?
They do have some long ass claws.
Even shrunk, that would be deadly.
Possibly, yeah.
But yeah. I would love to cuddle a tiny bear.
Mm-hmm.
What about a giant bird, like an ostrich or a flamingo?
Those can both go fuck themselves. They're not any cuter when they're smaller.
I guess that's true.
Still just as big of assholes.
Are we talking when it's shrunk down, does it go into like the younger form of itself? Like, is it like...
No.
So it's not a puppy.
No.
Like, it's not cuter. It's just smaller.
Right.
Yeah. What else could we pick? What about a reptile like an alligator?
That could be cute.
How about...
I could get on board with a tiny alligator.
Again, though, like, the reason dogs are cool is because of the way they act.
Yeah.
Like,
alligators don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, it wouldn't do anything.
No.
For you.
Baby alligators are cute.
Yeah. But
no, a shrunken, full grown alligator, not as cute.
How about a platypus?
Platypuses are evil enough already. I don't think we should fuck around with shrinking them.
You think that would give them more?
It would somehow make it stronger.
Yeah. Like, they'd be able to sneak better.
Yeah. Or just like, now it can turn into liquid. Now it's like we'd shoot the like shrink ray at it. But because it's a platypus, we haven't accounted for its freak DNA.
Right.
And we just turn it into Alex Mack, basically.
I was just going to say the secret world of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
The platypus.
Yep. Exactly.
That's the reboot. Alex Mack is back, and this time she's a platypus.
Netflix.